Sivis Yerushalmi corresponds to Sivis Bavli Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Chesamad Base at the second Mishnah, Habar Bitoi. Habar Bitoi, Ba'arbath Bitoi, Ba'arbath Benoi, Ba'arbath Ishtoi, Ba'arbath Bita, Ba'arbath Bena, Ein Lahem Knaf, Mepeshu Mishai, Benafshoi, Shemisosai Bidei Basedin. The Mishnah teaches one had relations with his or his wife's daughter or his granddaughter, does not pay a fine because he's Chayav Misa, he's killed in Basedin. Anyone who is liable to die does not pay, as the Pasuk says in Shmois Perkhof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Beis. If there's no fatality, he shall surely be punished. And this implies that if there is a fatality, he's not punished monetarily. And the Gemara says, Ilo Acher Ba'aleha Knasa Lav La'Avihu. The Gemara says the question, if someone else had relations with his daughter, would her father not receive the money? When he had relations with her, whom does he pay? The answer is that the case is that he had relations with her before he died, and then he died. If not that he was chayav misa for the relations, she would be able to claim from his heirs. And we need to say so according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but according to Rabbi Akiva, we can say that his daughter was divorced from Erusin, because he holds that she has a sign and it's hers. Rabbi Yumiyah b'shem Rabbi Lazar, b'mashu shenem alav liyeh asoin, in yodea im yeh asoin, v'nasata nefesh tachat nafesh, v'matam v'loima miyeh asoin. Rabbi Yumiyah, quoting Rabbi Lazar, says, since it says in the passage we quoted before that if there wasn't a fatality, he should surely be punished, do I not know that if there im yeh asoin, that if there is a fatality, and he will pay for the soul that he killed? Why does it say if there will be a fatality? The rabbi is amazed, v'loy hasoya. The answer is it includes if he was intentional without warning. Even though he is not killed, he doesn't pay. Am Rav Yosi v'lav masnisihi, shukla mishchai v'nafshu, ena mishal momen. Rav Yosi says, well, does the Mishnah above not teach this? Anyone who is chayav misa doesn't pay money. It doesn't say anyone killed through basin. The le asya elet v'shoigeg, Rav Lazar comes to teach only that even v'shoigeg, if it was inadvertent, is exempt from paying. Amal Chizkia Oid Tani Masnisa Maka Behema Ishalmena Makadam Yumas Ma Maka Behema Le Chalakta Ben Beshoig Ben Mavid Techayev Moin Af Maka Adam Le Tachlek Boy Ben Beshoig Le Mavid Liftor Moin. And we support this from Chizkia. He brings in the Vaisa. A person who smites an animal, he shall pay, and one who smites a person, he will die. Just like one who smites an animal, you don't distinguish between inadvertent and intentional to obligate money, in every case he pays. So one who smites a person, you don't distinguish between inadvertent and intentional to exempt money. In every case, he is exempt.